For the KSL In-Depth, graduations are taking place around the state, but what should you discuss with your graduate before he or she heads out to graduation celebrations?
Joining us live on the KSL Newsline is Utah Department of Health Safe Kids Coordinator Cambry Applegate. And Cambry, thanks for your time. I would assume that texting and driving has to be near the top of that list.
Definitely. Driving in general is pretty scary around this time of year for teens, just because they have a tendency to want to continue the party in the car. And so texting might be a part of that. Being distracted by everybody else in the car in general can also be a danger. Staying up late to party and then driving home is something else that you want to be aware of with your teen. Let them know, hey, if you need to come pick them up at any time, have them call you instead of going out on the road being drowsy, or if they're not wanting to go with some of their friends, if they don't feel safe for some reason. And definitely make sure that your kid is buckling up and that they're making sure everybody else in the car is buckling up.
So I know a lot of high
schools have some great tips.
Sorry to interrupt you. I know a lot of high schools have parties that allow the kids to come and sort of party there at the high school or at some mutually agreed location. And that feels like such a terrific idea where kids can be safer.
Definitely, yeah. And they have a little bit more supervision and policies in place already.
I think one of the big things, Cambry, is making sure that the communication is actually there, is actually making sure that you're talking to your kids about maybe things that you expect, or letting them know, as you say, that you know you're there for them at the end of the day.
Definitely. And make sure you know what their plan is so that you kind of have a general idea of where they're going to be throughout the night, who they're going to be with. And definitely open up those lines of communication. Go through some scenarios with them, like what are they going to do if somebody offers them some alcohol or drugs and they don't want to partake? What's that scenario going to look like? And help talk them through that. If they know that you don't approve of them drinking or doing drugs, then they're going to be a lot less likely to participate in those behaviors.
Yeah, we just want them to come home safe after that wonderful night. Thank you so much for your time, Cambry. Cambry Applegate is the Utah Department of Health Safe Kids Coordinator on the KSL In-Depth.